May 23rd. What do you say to a love that big? It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave the world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. John 13:1. When I read the verse for today, my reaction was simply, wow. What do you say to a love that big? Think about all the inadequacies of those Jesus was speaking of. The disciples had been with him for a long time. He had seen them in some very low times. He knew each of them intimately, including their mistakes and sins. Now, very soon, he would be betrayed by one of his own, denied by another, and deserted by the rest, at least for a time. He knew all this, and still he loved. Still, he loves. He loves me. When I doubt his power, when I forget to speak to him, when I judge others, when I am jealous, when I disobey him, when I speak harshly to my family, when I don't love my enemies, when I think unkind thoughts, still he loves. He loves me. What do you say to a love that big? Spend some time thanking him for his undying, unconditional love and sacrifice for you.